morning. Thank you. Well, good morning from Cork. Thank you very much for tuning in. It's Paul O'Mahony here with another podcast recorded in his beat-up car. I'm heading back to my home after dropping my daughter to school. Are you a blogger? Yes. Do you produce blog posts? Do you write blog posts? Do you photograph blog posts? Do you do audio blogging? Anyway, they're the sort of questions in my mind because I'm wondering who's listening. Here's what happened. It was a long time ago, at least it feels like a very long time ago, in the summer of 2005, when I started blogging. Now, I began not even being able to spell the word blog. There is evidence that I can find saying that my first spelling of blog was B-L-O-G-G. So that'll tell you how much a beginner, a newbie I was. And I sent an email to somebody saying, you know, I've heard of this thing called a blog. Do you know anyone who blogs? Well, that didn't actually lead to anywhere. The word first came to me via a guy called Dave Gertin, who was into is the wrong way of putting it, who was a fairly leading light in the area of knowledge management, something that at the time I was very interested in. He used to produce a monthly newsletter, I think it was monthly, yeah, and he would give, you know, up-to-date intelligence on the latest things that were coming along. So I don't think blogging was very well established in 2005. Of course, there were early adopters, people doing it, I think, in 2002 and 3. But I really got into it. For purposes of this podcast, it doesn't matter why I got into it, but in case you're interested, as a side, I got into it because I wanted to write something which my, at the time, just-born daughter, or coming daughter, actually, because she wasn't born until August of 2005, my coming daughter would have to read when she became old enough to be interested in what her old man, you know, had to say about life. And then it became titled From Bath to Cork with Baby Grace, so clearly that title has to have been begun after she was born. So that title of that blog must have been in September 2005. But when I say I got into it, I am one of these people who doesn't do anything in half measures, you know, so I wrote at least one blog post a day. I say at least because I'm quite sure that there were days when I wrote more than one, and I just poured text onto a blog. I did also, to fill out a little bit, I also went to other people's blogs and left comments. I did a load of that first. And then I started publishing, sharing these pieces of text. And I would sometimes put stuff from other blogs in as quotations in the text. And I was really got into, although it must have taken me a while to learn how to do it, hyperlinking as well. But basically, I was a writer. I wrote a lot. I wrote a lot of blog posts. And I did that for a long time, what I would call a long time, until Audioboo put a stop to that. Yeah, Audioboo put a stop to my text blogging. Yeah, it's true. I got, and it wasn't that way at the beginning. I didn't set out to, I wasn't dissatisfied with I text blogging. I had by that stage learned how to put photographs. By the way, it took me ages to learn how to put a photograph up on a blog post. Ages. And I didn't even know who to ask. And that'll, you know, that might show. And I was blogging on effectively a WordPress platform. So, you know, it isn't as if it was rocket science that the system I was using to publish a blog posts. You know, but for me it was rocket science, and it was tiny step by tiny step that I managed to get advice from, you know, written down forums and whatever you call them, advice of places. But you know, I knew so little that I could read the words, but nobody told it to me in exactly the form that I you know, that helped me to move quickly. So I moved slowly but steadily, loads and loads and loads of blog posts. I had the time to do it. You're probably thinking, how on earth could he do it? I had a job at the time as a stay-at-home father. So, you know, in between the, you know, putting my daughter down, let's say, to sleep at 9:15 and waking her up in the morning and waking her up again at, I can't quite remember what the, I'll admit it, the Gina Ford regime was. Those of you who have grappled with how on earth can I survive as a parent, might well have considered the Gina Ford solution, and I expect most of you to have rejected it, certainly to have been advised against it by midwives. Back to the main thrust of the story. The voracious blog posting came to a stop, and was replaced by, some would say, excessive audio posting. And slowly but surely, the text blog posts dried up, and a number of things started to happen for me. One, I started realizing that I had been blind, stupid. I had behaved contrary to my values. I had, for very many years, I had been producing text blog posts, and I realized that, you know, I was discriminating against three types of people, if you like. At the time, I thought, I'm discriminating against visually impaired people or blind people. I'm discriminating against them. I'm discriminating against people who find it difficult to read. Or to put it very simply, people who can't read. And thirdly, I'm discriminating against people who don't like to read. And it gradually dawned on me that, in fact, there's an awful lot of people out there who don't like to read. I mean, they might have to read, but they wouldn't choose to read. And all I had been doing was serving readers for years, because I didn't actually start Audible until, I don't know what it was, 2009, I think. So there I, you know, I then, you know, having kicked myself, why was I bothered by that? And the reason I tell you I was bothered by that is more particularly that I have a sort of history and a track record of being, you know, against unnecessary discrimination, unnecessary, unfair discrimination. I'm a very, very discriminating person. I discriminate very strongly between certain types of people and certain types of ideas and all that, and I'm not equally attracted by all kinds of people and places and, you know, whatever. So I am very discriminating, and you know, but I am not, and I don't want to be, and I've strived not to be discriminating, you know, against. You know, I'll use the language that I, you know, I'm kind of a bit dubious about, people with disabilities. And that's another point. I'm fairly radical on this, actually, I think. You know, if I had to use language that I really want, I would say, you know, although it'll probably be laughed at by some people as a, you know, a kind of hip, trendy thing, you know, people with different abilities, I would be my own natural language. But anyway, the point is that I started to say, first of all, that, and secondly, and in fact, I have somebody who was blind to thank for that realization, because I was communicating with somebody who was blind, and then one day I realized that the person I was communicating with in text, you know, couldn't see what I was writing. And I thought, oh, bloody hell. And I said so in an audiobook, I think, at one stage. But anyway, back to this obsessive audio podcasting guy that I became, I stopped writing. Yeah, when I say I stopped writing, I very nearly did stop writing, except for my living. I earned my living as a copywriter. You know, after I stopped doing what I was doing when I went, you know, when I arrived in Cork. And I know I was saying a few minutes ago, you know, that I had time to write all these blog posts, but I didn't explain why. And it was that as a stay-at-home father, there were pieces of time during the day and increasingly during the evening when I had time to blog and I wasn't disrupting family life. I may not have been the world's greatest person at ironing and getting washes into the washing machine early, and I may have been sort of reprehensible in the sense that I used disposable nappies. The people really into sustainable, perhaps even wholesome living, might have said that I should have done what I did with my first child, which was a gun for reusable nappies. But that, as the woman would say, is another story. What gave me more time than anything really was that I didn't have to go out every day and be an employee. I had my own business. I used to get on a plane, fly to Perth in Scotland via a Ryanair trip to one place and hire a car and all that sort of stuff. And I used to do that. I think of it as, you know, every month. And I had to work a small number of days in the month in order to earn the kind of living that I wanted. And I've never been very ambitious for money, except as, well, not even, to be honest, not even, at all. But anyway, in the past, I'd say, in the past. So I got to practice writing, I got to do a lot of writing, I was writing a lot of poetry as well, the poetry writing didn't stop, but the publishing of it stopped, and the audioboos took over. And you only have to see the number of audioboos that I have made to see that I'm not really exaggerating the fact that when I say that I was a very, big producer of audioboos. And, again, I got into producing more than one audioboo a day. And then something happened recently, and this, would you believe it, is actually the point of why I started to tell you this story. Although, to be truthful, I hope the journey has been interesting, or has interested you, or in fact, if you're still listening, perhaps I should assume it is interesting, but the point is that I have written now, I think it is 8 or 9 blog posts in the last 8 or 9 days. Yeah, I have written 8 or 9 blog posts. My daily discipline, if you like, my daily habit, insofar as you can say you have a habit after 8 or 9 days, is that I get up every morning and I write a blog post. effectively before breakfast. And certainly before my wife and daughter get up and the house turns into, you know, the kind of frantic, you know, where are your shoes and, you know, have you got Irish dancing today and, you know, how are you going to Beavers tonight sort of stuff. Now we're going into a tunnel under the River Lee, so the acoustics, that's the acoustical change. And the point about this is that I am rediscovering the joy of blogging. For some weird reason that I don't understand, I haven't got any writer's block about what will I write about. I find that the practicing of blogging, writing, I mean, develops its own fund of future topics in a way, and I suppose it's how composers feel, and I'll never forget the composer who said to me that he actually went around with innumerable tunes in his head. You know, when I asked him, how on earth do you get, you know, ideas for how to start putting notes, you know, down on a stave, or whatever way I put it, you know, he said, look, I've got innumerable tunes. The issue is how to express them rather than where do I find them? And I thought, well, actually, you know, with writing, I am a bit like that myself. But that's another story. The main thing is the joy of writing blog posts and the joy of having several now in the last 9 days that I haven't yet recorded the audio version of. So I am going to be sitting down someday soon and recording, you know, 8 or 9 blog posts. They're not long blog posts, by the way. They're a lot shorter than this audiobook. I mean, they're an awful lot shorter than this audiobook. They would be about, you know, 2 to 3 minutes to read, top whack, unless I sort of drift into amplifying the written blog post during the spoken word. Because I do these blog posts for work, I have a bit of a decision to make in that, you know, only a very, very select few of you or anybody else follow our audiobook channel from work, which is called Change Agents Radio. And, you know, I do like to not exclude people from the sharing, so I kind of do wish, actually, that there was an ability to post a blog post the same blog post out of two different accounts, or even the same blog post. Well, I suppose you could have a minor variation, but I'm an audio engineer would of course be able to do this very simply, but I'm not an audio engineer and I'm not about to hire one for doing this purpose, so I'm kind of thinking, well, you know, a good number of people would get the audio version of my work blog posts, and a tiny number of people will get them. But, you know, I won't worry about that. The primary purpose of it was work. And I suppose that, you know, if you are really interested, you could follow me, follow those blog posts over onto changeagents.ie. And with 32 seconds left, I suppose I'll just say that it's Paul O'Mahony, who can be found on O'Mahony blog on Twitter, and who can be found on my workplace at changeagents.ie. Thank you very much for being here, for being interested, and, you know, have a very good day, and please tell me something about yourself. Bye-bye.